Here we are. Thought for today. Religion is for me when I don't want to go to hell. Spirituality is for me since I have already been through it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Now, this is a hell of a thought, isn't it? Religion is for me when I don't want to go to hell. Spirituality is for me since I've already been through it. Now, we say we don't want to go to hell. We hear the wonderful conditions of hell and how desirable it is and how two mules are straining at their chain trying to eat their food, and the food is just out of reach for both of them. And they're straining on their chains, and neither one giving the other an inch. Well, then all of a sudden, one mule says to the other, "Hey, look, we're getting nowhere doing this. Now, this is hell, you know. We're getting nowhere doing this. Let's either you eat mine or I'll eat yours, and then, you know, together we'll eat mine, or together we'll eat yours, and then together we'll eat mine, together we'll eat yours, and we'll have our food." And the mule said, "Wow, you must be Jesus." And the mule says, no, I'm just listening." And you see, then they're in heaven, aren't they? You see, hell is when you got all the food you want and you can't get to it. And heaven is when you can get to it because you have been loving, gentle, courteous, and kind, and thoughtful of yourself and your world. Spirituality, we say here, is for me since I've already been through hell. Well, perhaps that's one of the games we choose to play when we come to the planet Earth. We choose to play the game of believing that what is human is correct, that what is human is right. And you all still do. You all still worship your family. You worship your world. You worship your clothes. You worship your body. You worship everything except the divinity within you, you know? You worship all these outer things, and then you wonder why the hell you're in hell all the time. Why you have a cold, why you have sicknesses, why you have a short of abundance, why you have anything that you don't have, you know? And it's all because you are not recognizing that you're divine. And once you recognize you're divine, then there's no more hell. Hell does exist. Heaven does exist. But it exists only for those who want to be there. Well, now, you mean if I stay being a human, I'm going to live in hell? That's right. Because you're going to live in the consciousness that you don't have. Have you ever seen a human being who lived in the consciousness of the abundance of everything, perfect health, perfect attitude, awareness of their divine self and all that good stuff? Not really. You think you have, but you haven't. And the reason you haven't is because that's not that game. That's not that game. The game of hell is the game of human. And the game of your spirituality, the game of your divinity, that's who you really are. Now, that's not who you really are. I shouldn't really say that. That's not fair. Because you are not divine and you are not human. You see, you want to go even a step beyond that. Here we say, spirituality is for me since I've already been through hell. Now, even that's incorrect. Spirituality, if we want to call it spirituality, is aware that we are all, that we are God, that we are the creator of our universe, that we are the creator of everything in our life. And if we do that, do we create ourselves needing anything? We create ourselves enjoying whatever we want to enjoy. But the thing is, we don't enjoy anymore.
Yeah.
Because we are it. You can't enjoy being a woman because you are one. And if you say, "I want to enjoy being a woman," that means there are certain aspects of yourself that are not womanly. Now, are you, whatever you think a woman is, are you thoughtful, loving, kind, gentle, feminine, or whatever you want to say? And if any of those things you're not, then in your estimation, you're not that a full woman, because you're not expressing all those things. Same for a man, you know. Whatever you conceive of a man to be, whatever you conceive a child to be. Now, this is where we limit our children. We tell our children they have to go through periods of growing up, go through periods of socializing with other children so they can learn to get along in the world. Doing all this, no. If every child could be treated as, if you will, a fulfilled being, rather than saying adult, as fulfilled being from the moment he steps foot on earth, you know? If every single child could be treated as a fulfilled being, they would never want for anything. They would never be unhappy with anybody else, because they know they're the cause. They would never do anything that would be unkind to anyone. They would never hurt another person because they're hurting themselves. They would never do anything like that. Now, you say, wow, that would be pretty cool. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it's not real. Why do I say it's not real? Because we are taught that just the opposite. We are not taught that we are the allness, that we are the isness, that we are everything fulfilled. We are not taught that we are unconditional love. Ooh-wee. Just imagine if you were raised as an unconditional love being, you know. It's a love child. Well, that just means people had sex without marriage, you know. But when you say that's a love child, that love child should be something beautiful, really. It should be something desirable and something special and something wonderful. But they call that a legitimate child, you know what I mean? And that's not fair to the child. To put the blames of our immaturity, maturity on them. Now, what is hell? Hell is when we are taught to live as a human being. And we look at Dante's in Divine Inferno, and we think to ourselves, whoa! And then we stop and think, okay, Sylvia, what's wrong with Dante's Divine Inferno? What's the primary imperfection in Dante's Divine Inferno? And quickly. The total imperfection in Dante's Divine Inferno is that when you are in the inferno, you don't have a body. Right?
Okay.
Well, no. Do you take your body with you when you die?
No.
Well, in the inferno, in hell, everybody's got a body, and their body is suffering pain and torture, and nobody has a body when they die. Now, when we die, if we choose and take our bodies with us, if we choose, it's a spiritual body. It's not a physical Adam type of body. It's a spiritual body, you see? And so Divine Inferno, the Dante, is a total farce, and it's just a total picture of the church trying to intimidate the people to stay with what the church teaches. And Jesus never taught that.
I'm glad you say that.
Jesus never taught that. The only thing that Jesus taught was that God is love and all is love. And Jesus was not a moralist, even though he taught the Ten Commandments. He taught the Sermon on the Mount. He was not a moralist. The Moses was a moralist. You do or you'll get. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, if you do, you'll get, but the choice is up to you. You know. Moses said, you better not do. You know, no way, you do it and you know, you blew it. So, when we have this, religion is for me when I don't want to go to hell. And of course, Dante's Divine Inferno was a big help in that, lesson. Spirituality is for me, since I have already been through hell, who needs it, you know? Now, have you ever been unhappy? Have you ever been sick? Have you ever been limited in any way? You were in hell. Now, when you became well, when you had abundance, were you unhappy any longer in that regard? No. You know, that was the whole. Now, why don't we just say, I am a spiritually illumined master? Mm-hmm. And we may not be expressing it just yet, but hey, cool. I'm whole and perfect, we say, and we express that. And I'm an illumined master. And I don't want to live in heaven. I want to take the next step where you no longer have a human, mental, physical being, but you're living in your divine altogether. It doesn't mean you're divinely naked, it's just that you're divinely without any limitations, mm-hmm. without any covering at all, without any show at all that you are limited to something. And that's exciting, you know. It really is exciting. That's when you no longer think for yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. And it's done. And that's kind of exciting. But think about that. We have been fed a crock of stuff for so many years that it's a shame. Mm-hmm. And without thinking, we believe it. And the minute we start thinking, we say, well, how could I have ever believed that? And yet, the church, not just the Catholic Church, but the church is loaded with people who have these preconceptions and have no intention of changing them because that's the way it is. So think about it. Are you ready to be divine?
Yes.
Are you ready to be the allness?
Yes.
Are you ready to enjoy it right now?
Yes.
Then let the past be the past. Sylvia was telling me all about her aunt and how they want her to come back to Switzerland. Her little nephew is back there and he says, when are you coming back again? Now, that's okay. That's okay. I'm not trying to knock it. But that's human. That's very human. And the more you allow yourself to get into that human stuff, the less you're going to be in the divine. Now, Sylvia, if you had any brains in your head, what would you say?
I'm there.
Yannick? How are you doing, Yannick? You're right here, right in the now. What are you up to? Having fun? Good. Yeah. You talk to him right now. Right now. You don't have to wait till you go there. And you don't have to have him come here. You are with him the moment you think about him. But you see, that's getting closer to your divinity. As long as you think separation, that he's there and you're here, you know? As long as you think you haven't got something, as long as you think there's a desire for anything in your life, you're walking the human path. Once you take charge and you are yourself, and all time is here now and all space is now, and perfect speed is what?
Being here.
So, Yannick, how are you doing, old buddy? You know? And Yannick said, Sylvia, oh, you're wonderful. You know? And Sylvia says, that's true. So, have a lovely day on that note. And remember, now is the only time. We live in the past. There is no today. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.